listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
I want to thank Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com, for taking the time to join us weekly for our Friday financial update. Brian, thanks again for taking the time.
Yeah, my pleasure, Steve.
We had a good talk last week talking about, you know, even post January 1st, before you do your 2024 taxes, an opportunity to make a contribution to your IRA. And if you go back to the archives, if you missed that conversation Brian and I had last week, go to abqconnect.online and listen to last week's. We're kind of staying on the topic of taxes and folks, maybe Brian, we need to, you know, we often use scripture when it comes to, you know, what God has to say about our finances and being stewards of our resources. Maybe the scripture we should be using is a reminder that we should be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to the Lord, as those taxes maybe bring up the blood pressure a little bit. But there's ways and tools and resources to make it a little easier.
Yep. And the first thing I'd say, Steve, on this is if you're feeling a little anxiety or resentment around taxes, what we always rehearse amongst us, our clients this time of year, is that taxes are symptomatic of God's provision. They're a symptom that you have received something. God's given you income, therefore you owe tax. So I think that's a good perspective to keep in mind. I recite that to myself as I write my quarterly estimated tax payment, Steve, and it keeps my hand from trembling. But it's a point of frustration for a lot of people. I think I'm glad you mentioned last week, Steve, because I think a lot of people misunderstand the opportunities around IRA contributions. And I'd mention also that last week we talked about the difference between an IRA and a Roth IRA and maybe some considerations of which to fund, which for a lot of people is a decision they're not prepared to make. So hopefully that's a helpful session.
Yeah, we look forward to the insight you have this week in regards to heading towards taxes. And as I mentioned, I should mention the Insights tab at johnmoore.com, a free resource with lots of helpful information. But Brian, yeah, for those looking for maybe some of those trade secrets when it comes to, or not so secret, but, some things to consider as you prepare to file.
Yeah, I think one thing is that it's quite simple to file. A lot of people get intimidated by the process or they think it might be expensive. For a lot of folks, if your income is, more middle class income, or, you know, you have a simple tax situation, there's actually a lot of free resources out there, Steve, that I find people aren't always aware of when it comes to filing your taxes. And one of those is actually on the IRS website. So if you search IRS free file, IRS free file, there's actually, if your income is $84,000 or less, there's a tax software that you can just jump on the IRS site and complete that makes it very easy. This is especially applicable if you don't have itemized deductions. Yeah.
Okay, so if you're filing joint and you exceed 84, then that IRS wouldn't be the route for free assistance. I guess that wouldn't be a reason to file separately just because you're getting free. But 84,000, you say, or less, just do a search for IRS free filing.
Exactly. We also have resources locally. So CNM has a Tax Help New Mexico. So if you search Tax Help New Mexico, and if your income is $60,000 or less, and or you're 65 or older, so it's an either or, then they will actually help you prepare your taxes. They get wonderful volunteers to help with that program. So you can go in, bring in your tax documents, and they'll prepare your return at no cost, which is outstanding. So again, 65 or older or less, 60,000 or less in income for your household. And there's a whole website dedicated to that if you search Tax Help New Mexico. And there's a similar service offered by AARP, and they work through different organizations or different locations within the Department of Senior Affairs. So if you search Albuquerque AARP Tax Assistance, Again, Albuquerque AARP Tax Assistance. You'll find that, and they have a bunch of locations, which is great. You can find someone who's close to you. So you've got the Bear Canyon Senior Center, Alamosa, South Valley, North Valley, North Domingo Baca. I mean, basically any part of town where they have these wonderful community centers and senior centers, you can find the AARP tax assistance for seniors at no cost as well, which is awesome. And we've had a lot of people we know received their tax filing there, and they get great service. And it's not so great for tax planning. I think they put some restrictions. They don't want to be giving tax advice that could bring some liability upon them. So you may not be able to sit down and create a tax strategy for the coming year, but they can answer a lot of your tax questions, and they can certainly file your 2024 income return.
Okay. And for the seniors that are doing the Albuquerque AARP tax assistance search, is there a monetary amount that comes into play, or is it just a senior? And what qualifies with the AARP assistance as a senior?
You know what? I don't recall a specific amount there, Steve. That's something they'd have to call up and ask. If I recall correctly, and don't hold me to this, Steve, but I did have one client who went there, and because his income was over a certain limit, and because he had investment income that created a little bit of extra filing, he had to pay a very small fee. I believe that was
okay.
The AARP service, but still much, much cheaper. Steve, one of the challenges we're having is we have a shortage of tax accountants in the state and really around the nation. So what's happened is most accountants have raised their minimums to become a client. Many of them have. So we work with some great accountants, for example, that have minimums of $800 to work with them. So if you can go to another service and pay $50 or $100 or $200, that's still going to be cheaper than most accounting offices. Now, there may be some out there that are cheaper. I'm sure there are. But a lot of the folks we work with actually are not accepting any new clients. So these services are not only affordable or free, but they might be one of your best opportunities to get a simple return filed if you can't get the services of an actual CPA.
Yeah, maybe not affordable, maybe not free, but this one is available. these various ones with the different options, there's opportunity and more than one place for, depending on who you are and your age and what have you. Well, I was going to recap kind of what you walked through to remind the listener, but is there any more you want to add to that?
One small warning there. You see a lot of advertisements this time of year of like TurboTax and H&R Block, which are good services. They often advertise their free services, but one thing to be aware of is if you have any complexity to your return, often you end up with a paid service there. So there's nothing wrong with that. Paying them for their services is fair. But for example, H&R Block, they have a free version for their tax filing, but only about half of all tax filers will qualify for that free edition. Everybody else will end up paying something for those services. So keep that in mind as if you see those advertisements, hey, free tax filing from H&R Blocks or these other providers, you may or may not actually qualify for the free service. So just be willing to read the small print and understand the service. And I think that'll help you out. But other than that, yeah, I think those are a lot of good options out there for folks looking to get their taxes filed on time.
Okay. And I don't remember which company this was. And I'm pretty sure I saw one of the disclaimers they had on that free services was if they've never done it for you for free before. Just be aware, make calls and ask the questions. Let me run through this again real quick. And Brian, you can correct me if I miss this, but here's a search for you. Here's a few different searches. You can search IRS free filing if your income is $84,000 annually or less. I guess less than 84,000. Tax Help New Mexico is another search to do if the income is 60,000 or below 60,000. And then those a little older, ABQAA or Albuquerque AARP tax assistance search. Those are some areas you can go to that hopefully will make it a little easier and less anxious for you to do your tax filing. Brian, anything on the horizon that our listeners should be watching for when it comes to some of the things that John Moore Associates are planning for the Insights tab?
Yeah, a couple exciting things, Steve. We have a post coming out about generosity. We just hit a generosity milestone at our firm. We track how much we help our clients give out of the accounts we manage, and we recently hit $50 million. So we actually surveyed some of our consistent givers and grabbed some of their favorite tax concepts and some really inspirational quotes coming out of that. And then we had two fabulous guest speakers in town for our annual client education day that we host. That was just this last Saturday. And we're going to have both of their presentations, the recordings for both presentations, on our website. The first one was from a gentleman, David York, who did an awesome presentation on preparing to transfer wealth to the next generation. We had more than a dozen of our clients in attendance who said it was the best presentation we've ever had at one of those events. And some of those clients have attended 25 or 30 of our Education Day events. So that says something. And then we had Fritz Meyer, who's an economist, just talking about the state of the markets and the economy. Really great, very objective overview of what's happening economically today.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time, Brian. Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com, that Insights tab. No charge. It's a free resource to you. We encourage you to go there, and we'll connect with Brian again next Friday. And then the following Friday, the last Friday of the month, Brian's spending a full hour for our Friday financial update with Jim Williams that week. So look forward to that as well. Brian, again, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Steve.
All right. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.